How excited are you to come back and play your first game here of the season at Gillette Stadium for a hometown fans?
You know, very excited. So it'll be a great game. You know, I think they're a very good team we're playing. So I know the crowd will be into it, and I'm sure we'll be ready to go too.
Tom, how long did it take? Is it like riding a bike? How long did it take to go back to normal when you're on the field? I think you did a practice week.
Yeah. I think it just still feels like I'm getting into it. So, even last week, just kind of working my way back, and then playing, and then this week has felt, Monday and Tuesday more normal, and hopefully that continues today. So.
Can you talk about coming home and having your first game with Foxborough after your suspension?
Well, I look forward to playing every week, and this will be a fun game. It's always pretty fun to be out there, and we got a great crowd, and hopefully we give them lots of reasons to cheer. So we've always had such great support here, and it's just a great place to play. So hopefully we can make enough plays and keep them out all game.
Tom, I'm sure looking at the film, how pleased are you with how everybody got involved with the offense last week?
Yeah, there was a lot of contributions from a lot of places, and I think that's what makes a good offense, is not just always throwing it to one or two guys, but spreading the ball around and throwing the ball where they're not. So, wherever they want to cover, you've got to figure out other places to go with it and have guys in those positions to be able to make the plays. And we certainly did a good job of that last week. But it always changes, over the course of the year, teams will evaluate you different ways and try to take away different things. Then you have to be able to adjust too. So that's why things play out over a long season. You can't, after four games or five games, you don't really know where you're at yet. It takes a while to figure out what you're really good at, how other teams are going to try to defend those things, and how you're able to adapt to the changes that they're making too. So I think that's part of the fun part of the strategy of the game is, you can't come in here every week with the same plan and say, all right, well, let's just Xerox copy what we did last week and see if that'll work again. I think you always have to find ways to reinvent yourself over the course of a season, and the teams that can do that are usually the ones that win the most games.
Bob, the Sunday night game in 2014 that you had here was one of your more emotional, important games, I think. What do you recall from that night?
Against the Bengals.
Yeah.
So that was a long time ago. So.
No, it was.
Well, at the end of the day, we played good. So that's what matters most is, our ability to, focus on that particular team and game and opponent. And that's what we did a great job of that week. And, that's what we're going to have to do this week, too. So
you were a dangerous team that week because of what happened the week before. Can you see that maybe being the case with their team this week after a disappointing result for them in Dallas?
Yeah, and I think they're very talented. They're a very talented group of players, most importantly. And they got a good scheme that's, proven to win, over a lot of years. They've won their division two of the last 3 years, which is a very tough division to play in. It's a very, tough team. They're very talented, and there's been a lot of guys that were on that team in 2014 that are still there. So Coach talked a lot about their continuity, their organizationally, and certainly with the players that they've, kept and committed to, and they run a good scheme. It's very disciplined. They play hard, and, they're going to give us everything they got.
Tom, adding Martellus Bennett to Rob Gronkowski, what does having those two guys do for you as a quarterback?
Well, they've been, as I was saying the other day, Martellus been so productive, being here for such a short period of time. And Gronk, what he did last week and, him kind of getting back to, where he wants to be is such a big part of our offense because those guys are so dynamic. They're tough matchups. They're both, 6'6 plus, 270 pounds plus. It's a hard matchups for anybody because, they're just very unique players. So I think it's great because, if they, on the touchdown to Martellus, one of them, they focused all their coverage on Gronk, and then Martellus gets the one-on-one, and he gets the ball. So, again, that's what makes a good offense. If they're going to double cover someone, it means other guys have single coverage. And if you're playing with a guy like Gronk, it's great for you because you're not getting the one, getting double covered. So you'll have opportunities, and you got to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them.
Tom, what are your thoughts on all your weapons, especially the new ones? You mentioned Martellus and Chris Hogan, and just to have that array of guys, all those guys for you.
Yeah, and they've all been playing really well. I mean, over the course of the first 5 weeks, I mean, the skilled players have done a great job, you know, when they've got the opportunities. And, again, it's just, you know, distributing the ball, and whether we're running it or throwing it, which part of the field we're throwing it, outside, inside, deep, short, you know, everybody has to play a role. And, you know, you play that role, you know, you don't have, like the long one to Hogan in the game, like, I would say he was the last guy that I would ever expect to get the ball in that play on the deep one down the right sideline. But, you know, he's in the position and he gets open and now he gets opportunity. But you never know when your number's going to get called. So when it does, you got to, you know, take advantage of it.
We saw two final questions. Deep balls to Hogan during that game. Is that deep ball something you worked on a lot over the past, the offseason, the first 4 weeks of the season?
Yeah, I've always, you know, worked pretty hard on you know, my mechanics and making sure I'm doing things the right way mechanically. So I think that's been a I think that translates into a lot of throws. But, you know, hopefully I can hit those ones down the field. Those are big ones because they change the whole field position. They change, you know, if you throw a 50-yarder, it's 5 first downs. So it shows up on the stat sheet a little differently, but the production is great when you're able to kind of hit those home run balls.
Tom, you have kids of your own. How would you respond if your kids heard Donald Trump's version of locker room talk?
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.